Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Overnight rainfall has made conditions more favorable for fire crews battling the red fire located in the snow camp area. CAL FIRE has assigned 200 total personnel to combat the blaze that began on January 4th. The fire has consumed approximately 333 acres and currently stands at 70% containment. Full containment is expected by Sunday. Six local business leaders have been appointed as new members of the Eureka Chamber Board of Directors for 2014. Don Ellsbury, Executive Director of the Headwaters Fund, Polly Endert, General Manager of the Quality Inn in Eureka, and Jeff Polly Services, owner of Polly Harbor Insurance, join Carl Schoenhofer, PG&E Division Manager, Catherine Smith, President of College of the Redwoods, and Lori Watson Stone, Vice President Ancillary of St. Joseph Health System, as new members of the board. The new board members will be officially sworn in on January 30th at the annual chamber membership meeting and banquet. The Eureka City Council heard plenty of support for Measure O, the 0.5% transaction and use sales tax increase enacted in 2010 at Tuesday night's meeting, and directed staff to prepare for getting an extension of the measure on the November ballot. Since it was enacted, Measure O has raised more than $11 million and has been used to maintain public safety, including both police and fire positions, along with community and neighborhood projects, and for assistance for nonprofits like the Sequoia Park Zoo. The measure will sunset in 2016, but not if voters get a chance to extend it. Measure O was passed by 54% of Eureka voters, and according to both police and fire officials, it's been the difference between having well-staffed departments with up-to-date equipment or just getting by with minimum staffing. The Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 at Tuesday's meeting to approve an ordinance that would ban the permitting of any new medical marijuana dispensaries within the unincorporated areas of the county. The county had implemented a moratorium on new dispensaries in December of 2011, and now that moratorium becomes permanent or until the county has developed detailed rules and regulations that spell out where and when any new dispensaries can operate. There are three dispensaries operating in the county, and those businesses will not be affected by yesterday's vote, but several other dispensaries were awaiting permitting, and that process has been halted until the new countywide ordinance is in place. The board also voted 4-1 to deny an appeal from the owners of the Halverson Quarry, who are seeking board approval for their reclamation plan. The board agreed with staff recommendations on two key issues, the first to include water quality testing be included as a condition of approval, and the second, that the county be identified against any future lawsuits regarding the quarry site. The site's owners are already being sued by environmental groups, and the board, after much discussion, voted that for final approval, the mine's owners would have to agree to the identification plan. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sequoia Park Zoo is now in possession of the rare South American bush dog, recently transported from Palm Beach Zoo. The two bush dogs are part of a cooperative breeding program and are making their home in the former bear exhibit. Bush dogs spend the majority of their time exploring and playing around water, and the best time to view the bush dogs is during the middle of the day when they forage for food. Sheriff's deputies continue their search for the armed suspect who walked into the 76 gas station on Murray Road in McKinleyville early Tuesday morning and robbed the place at gunpoint. The clerk said the suspect pulled out a handgun, ordered him to the floor, emptied the gas station till, and then stole the clerk's wallet. The suspect is described as an adult white male about 5'10", who was wearing a black jacket, red hoodie, ski mask, and black skate shoes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And a sheriff's deputy on patrol in Trinidad pulled over 29-year-old Shayna Christensen of Eureka and her passenger, 32-year-old Carter Daniels, on Frontage Road in Eureka on Monday afternoon. Daniels was on active probation with a search and seizure clause, and a search of his person turned up hypodermic syringes. A search of the vehicle turned up 20 grams of tar heroin, 6 grams of mushrooms, 20 grams of methamphetamine, prescription pills, a small amount of marijuana, and evidence of drug sales activity. Christensen and Daniels were arrested and booked on numerous charges. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.